W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to another episode of the WTH Podcast. It's another two-man show this week.
Oh, yeah, but of a different variety.
Very different variety. Last time we were with you, it was Kareem and I. Kareem in North Carolina handling some family situations. I believe you went for Thanksgiving and had some other things to deal with. So yeah. Our thoughts are with you, buddy, if you're watching live. I don't know if he is. It's a little late over there, but you never know.
Say something.
Yeah. Say it to my face. Say it to my face. Oh, boy. It's been an interesting one. All right, so there we go. I'm looking at the Facebook page now just to make sure it's working.
Damn.
Apologies to people who are... and your wife has waved already.
Yep. We've been communicating a little bit.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Communicate. That's how relationships work.
For now.
Yeah. Coming up on the show today, it's time for the War on Christmas.
Yeehaw! It started already?
Oh.
I missed that newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, people.
Damn it.
Yep. War on Christmas.
Didn't realize it started.
I mean, it's a short time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year because Thanksgiving was super late.
Right.
So we've got all of that. But also, we're going to talk some turkey.
Gobble.
Mm-hmm. And the Thanksgiving bargain shopping that went awry in Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
A lot of fun stuff to get to.
Oh, well, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yes, it's fantastic in Pennsylvania. So how are you, Jason? Last week we did not have shows because of the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
The week before that you were ill.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that going for you?
it's going. I'm better. But at the same time, I'm just like constantly tired and my stomach's constantly upset right now. So
do you have lupus?
That's exactly what happened. I actually was in a whole bed of ticks.
I used to watch House a lot.
It so usually came down to that. Right?
Lupus was always the first guess.
Yeah.
It was never lupus. Not once in the 5 or 6 seasons of House. Never once was it lupus, but that was always the first guess.
It's always the first guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So feeling better? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Hosted. It was crazy. Had some dishwasher craziness that happened. Some minor flooding that happened.
Oh, no.
I had to MacGyver something up so water didn't continue to leak out.
Did you end up MacGyvering or more MacGrubering something up?
No, the first one I would say was almost a MacGruber. The second one's definitely way more MacGyverish. Like,
okay.
Like solid, this can be good right now. Like for a while. It's not going to leak now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. There was that. But I smoked a turkey. I rolled it up in a big zigzag. So I smoked a 19-pound turkey that I got from a local farm. So it was never frozen, I guess. So that's, I wanted to get one that was local, for some reason.
So not Popeyes.
Yeah. Not some West Virginian, turkey.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that they're famous for their hams, right? West Virginia ham.
No idea.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, I think it's just Virginia.
Virginia ham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. West Virginia's
Virginia's for lovers. Ham lovers.
I dry brined it. Starting on Monday, flipped it once and then let it sit out for about 2 hours to get to room temperature.
Okay.
Rubbed it with about 2 sticks of butter.
Rubbed it down.
And then barbecued it, put it on the smoker. And It was done in 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Okay.
And it was, the skin was crispy, like in certain areas, like it was just crackling off. Beautiful color all the way around it. Everybody was super, like my aunt and her husband were surprised. because it was the first time I'd done it. And also when somebody says, I'm going to smoke a turkey.
Sure.
And they've never done it before. That's, I guess it could be concerning.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what you're going to get and you put all your eggs in this one turkey basket. Yeah.
Yeah. And it turned out amazing. And I made gravy, from the drippings from underneath. It turned out amazing also. So, that was our Thanksgiving. It was a lot of fun having the whole family there. A little crazy. With the having to do like so many dishes by hand. High fives to my cousin Daniel and my sister Robin and anybody else who helped with the dishes.
Big high fives.
Big high fives. My brother Keith, I think he helped.
Job, Keith.
Yep.
We did not do that.
No,
we didn't. We went to Reading the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice. We got to see some of Leslie's family then. We didn't do any Thanksgiving-y things there, right, though. We ended up doing, we went to a restaurant for Thanksgiving. We were going back and forth. Do we want to get the stuff and make it and go through all of that? And we decided, no, let's go to The Porch, which is in Midtown Sacramento. And like a lot of places where you go on Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving Day, it's this very limited menu. Mm-hmm. And The Porch is, their food is phenomenal. I really, that's where we held a rehearsal dinner for our wedding. Their food, if you like good hearty food, The Porch has really good hearty food.
Okay.
So we went through and I ended up getting chicken. I didn't want the turkey. I didn't want the turkey because I got the chicken and the chicken was amazing. And they make the one thing that they make at The Porch that's available all the time and it's really good is Gouda grits.
Gouda grits.
Yes, grits with Gouda.
Yep.
I not familiar with grits beforehand. Grits are something, if it's well done, my wife really likes. And it was something I tried it a few times ago. And it's one of those things, like the first bit of it, you're like, all right. Then you get about three or four in once you get your palate catches up to it. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, the other thing that we did, our anniversary. You had your anniversary.
We had our anniversary. Our anniversary was on Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, very good.
So we celebrated with family.
Yeah. We'll talk about anniversaries on the next show.
Okay.
Because I don't want to just blow through the top here. But I have something that will be I'm not sure if it's going to be my grievance or not.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it raises to the level of grievance or not, but we'll get to all of that. My biggest grievance is I can't connect to that monitor in the studio right now.
Well, we can just throw something at it.
That is entirely possibly what I'm going to do. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it is irritating. All right. So let's get to the war on Christmas, shall we?
Can't wait, man. Opening shots.
Shots.
Who's the first fatality?
Shots fired. From the from rightwingwatch.org, which I check out periodically to see what the right wing is up to. The war on Christmas is being touted by the anti-LGBTQ legal group Liberty Council. They launched its annual Naughty and Nice list, which is meant to steer shoppers away from stores that rely too much on happy holidays messaging and not enough on the true reason for the season. That's a quote, by the way. The list is part of the group's Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. Well, isn't that really the spirit of the baby Jesus?
I think
Friend or Foe.
That's what I think about.
They're also promoting a PragerU video, which was published a few years ago, in which right-wing propagandist Dennis Prager, that they describe him as that, explains why saying happy holidays is not as you might think, an inclusive approach to the holiday season in a diverse society. Instead, he claims that not using the word Christmas is hurtful. Hurtful. I don't know how it's hurtful, but okay. You know what?
I mean, I feel like I can speak on this issue somewhat because I grew up when this, a big, I would say this change has happened as far as...
Which is it? Is all this elimination of the word Christmas important or not? The answer is obvious. It's very important.
Nope.
No. I think it just came from people wanting to make sure that they were including their Jewish and Muslim friends and other people that don't celebrate
right.
Christmas.
People who don't celebrate Christmas. or here's the other thing. There are people for whom Christmas is not a happy time. For a variety of reasons, whether it's their family has passed on, they have painful memories that surround it, and happy holidays is not quite the same thing. So all of these stores that allegedly have this war on Christmas because they say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. By the way, if they say Merry Christmas on Christmas, good on ya.
Yeah.
That's the only day when you get to bitch about it, sir. Because it's not actually Christmas.
Yeah.
It is not. It's not Christmas. It's Christmas for one day.
One day.
December 25th. That's the day that if you go into a store and they're open, they should say Merry Christmas.
Right. Otherwise, you're just in the time before, which is the holiday season.
The holiday season. Happy holidays. Which, by the way, stretch from Thanksgiving through New Year's. Happy holidays. Hold on. I want to listen to Dennis Prager for just another second.
Let's hear him.
That's why so much effort is devoted to substituting other words for Christmas.
There isn't that much effort to it. I don't know why this idea that this is a huge effort for someone to say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. I don't get why someone would think that that's a big deal.
I don't.
Oh my God, the effort. I have to say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Oh my God, my tongue hurts so bad.
I think it's the mental bandwidth for those people that are falling into this.
Dennis Prager is not a dumb guy.
No, but
he's very, very smart.
But he talks to people that are dumb.
And these efforts have been extraordinarily successful. In place of the universal Merry Christmas of my youth.
The universal Merry Christmas of your youth, when you didn't mention anybody that was different, the Merry Christmas of your youth, of the late 50s and early 60s. I mean, why would we want to move on from that time? Why would we want to evolve? And again, no one's stopping you from saying Merry Christmas. These are businesses who are saying, let's be inclusive of people who may not be celebrating Christmas.
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
A minute three is all I can handle of that. Sorry. but Breitbart. Okay, you've got one group that is saying the war on Christmas is on, it's terrible. It's terrible, I tells you. I tell you it's terrible. From 2017, headline, Breitbart says Trump effect won the war on Christmas and Thanksgiving. So hold on, two years ago, Breitbart Rome bureau chief Tom Williams appeared on Breitbart's daily radio program to celebrate that more Americans have been openly expressing their faith and saying Merry Christmas thanks to what he dubbed the Trump effect. Again, let me just really drive this home for anybody who's having a problem understanding this. Average people talking to each other, talking to their friends who all celebrate Christmas, hadn't stopped saying Merry Christmas. They hadn't. It was strictly in the workplace, in stores, where people wanted to be more inclusive. And again, on Christmas, have at. December 25th, you want to be mad because people aren't saying Merry Christmas, then you can be mad. Just saying. But the Trump effect solved this 2 years ago, so I don't really understand why it's an issue.
I mean, and how have sales gone for the Christmas season?
I think they're all right. I think they're doing okay.
Okay. I mean, because that's really the ultimate detector, right? There's a war on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be selling that much stuff.
Oh, but there is. And here's where it's centered. Charleston, West Virginia. The first shot was fired in the middle of the afternoon back in early October when the Appalachian leaves had barely turned orange and store shelves were lined with Halloween candy. It came in the form of a nondescript event announcement on the city's official Facebook page saying the Charleston Winter Parade will begin at the corner of Kanawha Boulevard and Capitol Street. Now, for years, the city has put on an old-fashioned Christmas parade. Each December in downtown Charleston, marching bands, fire trucks, Shriners in their tiny cars, and Santa in his red sleigh wind through the city streets with children chasing candy flung from floats decked out in holiday themes. Now, without any notification of a name change, officials were calling it a winter parade. I mean, they did let you know in October.
Yeah.
And thus, Charleston's 72-hour war on Christmas was on.
Is it now called the Christmas Parade again?
We'll get to that. Mayor Amy Goodwin didn't see her decision to rename the parade as a war on anything. She thought the move would signal that this capital city, situated along the Kanawha River, was a place for people of all faiths and cultures. It was the same impulse that drove her when she first took office at the start of the year to invite Christian preachers, a rabbi, an imam, along with other people of faiths to say prayers before city council meetings. Renaming the parade was an extension of that open door spirit, or so she believed. She said, "I wanted to show that Charleston is a welcoming and inclusive city." But that's not how many Charleston residents saw it. No, no. You all right there?
Yes.
One commenter on the Facebook post, they're quoting commenters on the Facebook post now, said, "The new mayor needs to be voted out if she does away with the Christmas parade. Christmas is all about Christ, not some winter parade." A local lawyer and newspaper columnist, Mark Sad, with two D's, sad.
He's so sad.
Said he didn't understand why the mayor needed to show the city is more welcoming. It wasn't like there were a lot of complaints. Hold on. I need to look at Mark Sad real quick. Just please indulge me. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mark Sad. Mark Sad, shocking the left, Mark Sad is a white dude who looks to be about 58.
Okay, boomer.
He looks exactly as I had expected. He said a Christmas parade is about as inclusive as we can get. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's not. And by the way, did they ban Santa from this parade?
Yeah.
Will there be no Christmas music in this winter parade?
Maybe there's no Jesus in the parade.
Well, some people thought renaming the parade was an attack on Christianity and traditions held dear in that city of 48,000 that feels more like a small town. For some, it hit something deeper. Replacing Christmas with winter was a shot against the way of life that had already changed so much. And oh, my God. My world has changed, and it's all the brown people that are making it bad. Why can't they just believe in Jesus? I don't know why. That's not the right accent at all.
No. I mean, and depending on the brown people, they do believe in Jesus.
It's true. It's true. Well, no one is saying you can't have Christmas.
No one.
No one is saying you can't have Christmas.
Well,
you
know, how is it different?
You know what's going to be on TV for 24 hours straight? A Christmas Story.
Yeah, and you know what else is? The Pope will do his Christmas midnight service. He's not doing it.
It's exhausting. How good is your life that this is what you're angry about?
Well, and like,
I get your tradition. I get tradition. I really do. I understand that it can be weird and things are changing and it's scary. It's not a war on Christmas.
I think, though, that the only people that really think that there's a war on Christmas are like that 30%, like that are already kind of fucked in the head. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Like, yeah, I mean, like, there's just that base. That's what they're. They're into believing that type of shit. Like, I've never once been in a place where they were like actively had like were looking down on Christmas. Everybody was looking like, well, first of all, it depends on the job. Like when I worked at Hollywood Video and Blockbuster,
sure,
it was just another fucking day you had to work mm-hmm. without any additional pay because it was a minimum wage job, even when you were management.
Right.
So, I mean, like, so some people don't even get a Christmas, A, as far as a day off. B, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, everything is being sold for Christmas. It's still flying off the shelves. And if you're going to say it's not about that, and it's about a time of giving, then why are you even fucking talking shit about this in the first place and not helping some homeless people?
It's because the world around them is changing and it's not the comfortable place that they grew up in and it's different. And for some people, that's very frightening because it feels like something is being taken away from them. And I get that, but the only ones really taking anything away from you is you when you feel that way. I mean, remember, I know Franklin Roosevelt was a dirty commie, but with his social security and all
and
that.
And as I was told at a party like a couple weekends ago, he was a racist too because he put all the Japanese in internment camps.
Well, you know, no, I can't rule that out. I can't rule that out. But I believe he said something along the lines of the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And there is a huge section of the political landscape that deals incredibly heavily in fear. And you know what? It happens on both sides too. There is an element of the left wing and Democrats that do lean on fear. I would argue that the fear that they're leaning on is a lot more real than the government is going to come and take all of your stuff.
Or that billionaires and millionaires have your interest in their heart in any way whatsoever.
Now, Bernie Sanders does use fear because he says, look, but it's not fear couched in, oh, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. It's this is happening now. People are going bankrupt because they got sick. And yeah, you can say that is using fear. It's using fear, but it's not quite the same.
It's giving you a truth and it might make you scared.
If I roll through a stop sign with nobody else at the intersection, I've committed a traffic violation, right?
Right.
If I see you walking down the street and I hit you with my car and then I stop and I back up over you, I've committed a moving violation, right?
Correct.
They're not the same.
They're not the same.
They're not the same. That's all I'm saying. So please, it's just enjoy Christmas or the holiday season or whatever you want to call it. And if you're so upset with the government, don't go to the parade.
Don't go.
Don't go. If they tell you Santa's not going to be in the parade.
I mean, what are they not going to have? Now, did they take away the big Jesus floating statue like that was going through the parade?
Well, it's unclear that that was even part of it.
But, right.
I get it. I get it. There used to be. When I was growing up, you would see nativity scenes in front of city halls. And people looked at the law and said, hey, separation of church and state.
Yeah.
So don't have religious stuff in front of your city hall. So a lot of city halls removed it after court fights and stuff like that. And I get it. It's not the same as it was when you were a little kid.
It's not. Okay, boomer, move on. Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to Thanksgiving.
I can't wait to blow up some more shit on that.
Black Friday. Black Friday started early because it starts on Thanksgiving now.
Can't wait till it starts on Thanksgiving Eve.
headline, punches, tackles, and more at Pennsylvania shopping mall.
There you go. There you go.
The video has made it to TMZ. Let's see if it'll load for me. Now, forget Black Friday. The madness now begins when the stores open up early on Thanksgiving night, and a Pennsylvania mall's one of the first to have a fight break out as holiday shopping kicked off. The chaos reportedly went down at the Lehigh Valley Mall in Whitehall on Thursday night after 9 p.m. when at least five men got involved in a brawl outside Forever 21.
Oh, man. dudes left to their own devices. Like,
look, you wait. I'm not going into Forever 21. All right, wait out here then. It appears two men are involved in the fist fight when a third in a striped shirt jumped in to deliver a few blows. Sure. Security tried to separate it, but to no avail, and at least two more men joined the ruckus. Now, it's unclear what started the fight, but a local report said it lasted about a minute before it was separated, and it didn't appear anyone was arrested. As TMZ's reported before, Black Friday is known as one of the most dangerous shopping days. It's just craziness has started a little bit early this year. Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
Fuck that. No, it is. Fuck that. No, man. Like that completely, like, just the consumerism behind the holidays. It's like, that's what my war is on.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? I just can't believe these. Like, it sounds like a Fight Club, like, happened. Like, it was like a meetup for the Fight Club. Like, all of a sudden there's like two guys, three guys, four guys, five guys.
Either that or five guys is great. By the way, order on the app and your burger will be there ready when you get there. Yeah, but they make the fries fresh so they don't sit around waiting for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, free commercial, Five Guys. You're welcome.
So maybe they started making some hamburgers. I don't know. But the Five Guys fighting like that, like, I can see it. You're sitting out there waiting for your girl to come out of the Forever 21, and you're just like, fuck, man, like, I want to get home. And then some other dude's like sitting there. Like, I wonder if it's just like, dude, you want to get out of here? Yeah, let's get out of here. Like, well, we can't just leave them. What if we just start a fight? Yeah, let's Fight Club this shit. And then some other guys are like, dude, if we also all fight, like, they have to leave. Because, like, we're like, we got to go. The cops are coming.
Unclear.
I'm telling you, man.
I cannot confirm that.
I think that's what happened.
I want to say hi to Bruce. Bruce is watching.
Oh, hi, Bruce.
Yeah, very interesting time. We actually did do a little Black Friday shopping.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit. Went to the Costco.
Oh.
Went to the Costco.
Did they have anything good going on?
They did. Costco's always got something good going on. Another free plug, by the way, Costco. By the way, if you want to sit in your house and not deal with any of that, go ahead and hit that Shop Amazon tab at the top of the WTHpod.com. It helps support the show and doesn't cost you anything extra. And you don't have to leave your house. Just saying. There's our plug.
Man, just filled with ads tonight.
Oh, my God. Nothing but sponsored content that isn't sponsored. other than the Amazon. Amazon will actually give us a little bit of money if you buy something after you click.
True story.
Not much. Just a little bit. We went to Costco. And I've officially reached adulthood because we get to Costco and we're walking through and we come upon these Segway. It's the Ninebot kick scooter ES3 by Segway. it's like the jump scooters and the Limes and the Bird you see. And it's right there. And I'm looking at it and my wife goes, pretty nice, huh? And I said, yeah. Yeah, pretty well made. I'm looking at it. Because they've got it zip tied down.
Right.
Because people can't be trusted. And I go, yeah, it's really nice. And she goes, would you like that for Christmas? And I said, yeah, that would be kind of cool. And she said, all right, put it on the cart.
What?
So as an adult, I know what I'm getting for Christmas because I put it on the cart. And as an adult, I'm not opening the box before Christmas. I'm going to patiently wait the month. Well, I don't have any choice in this, but I'm going to patiently wait the month out. Can you imagine being a kid and having that same situation and going, all right, put it in the cart. That's your Christmas present.
I don't know if I would be disappointed, excited.
As a kid?
Oh, I think that.
Try that with your daughter. She's not very old, but go ahead and try it.
Oh, she's going to hate Christmas Day because she's not going to have anything to open up. Like, she's.
No. She can't have it until Christmas.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. It's bullshit, man.
I disagree.
I think like if you get it, like might as well just take it out and start using it then if you're gonna have it. Like,
nope.
Yeah, man.
That's a tradition we will not go beyond. It also helped that here in Sacramento it started raining like we needed to build a goddamn ark.
Did you get the floaty addition to it? Like the
it is water. It is watertight. and soap proof. So I'm very excited for it. But it's going to be that anticipation. Now
you'll break your leg.
Now here's the other thing. I know that's my Christmas gift. That's my big Christmas
gift. That's your Santa gift.
That's my big Christmas gift. And my big Christmas gift is the fact that we started this business this year.
Yeah.
Because I just passed the 1 year mark since my job was
eliminated.
Disappeared. And the place where I am now as compared to a year ago is so different in a lot of ways that, I mean, this is really the big gift that Darling New Media exists and is a thing. We're a tangible business. We're providing fantastic service and product for our clients and our customers, and people are very excited to be part of it, especially going into 2020. We've got, we've got people doing podcasts here now. Some of them are out now. Some of them will be dropping very, very soon.
Dropping.
A lot of this, it's about to get really, really busy around here, which is incredibly exciting. And it's been a long journey. That's really what I reflect upon around the holidays now and go, I don't need anything else. I mean, yeah, I'm stoked on the scooter. Don't get me wrong. And I have a feeling there'll be a few other little things, but I mean, it's been a year when, you know, you go from having two incomes to essentially having one income and you're dealing with all of that. And that's just the way it goes. It's a very exciting time, but no, if I was, look, 8-year-old me, if you on Black Friday said, do you want that for Christmas? And I say, yeah. And they say, put it in the cart. And I do. I'm going to want that, and I'm going to do nothing but go, can I have it? Can I have it? Can I have it? Can I have it?
Right.
Until the point when my dad would get really angry and yell at me, and then I would be sad.
That's why I'm saying it's a bad idea, bro.
But that's being an adult. That's being an adult. So I'm just saying that.
I have no self-control.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
And we go to North Dakota, where Marilyn Haggerty is talking turkey and walking carefully on the ice.
Oh, yeah, don't want to break your hip.
Dear Sandy Mason.
Come on, Marilyn.
Now that you and Earl have become full-time Arizonians, you say you can really feel it when the snowbirds start arriving. You have traffic backed up for two or three light changes. And you can forget about going out to dinner without reservations. Thanks for the postcard showing a bobcat seeking shelter in a big cactus. So they really do that when they're scared by predators? We're heading into Thanksgiving here in Grand Forks, trying to remember how to walk on icy streets. And that is, very carefully, remember, Maryland's 93. When the streets and roads get icy, we really have to pay attention. Otherwise, we can join the others who slip and fall and end up at the doctor's office.
Oh, no.
You know about that from living here while Earl was a professor at UND. Oh, Earl. Check out the big brain on Earl.
Oh, this ice is slippery.
But you know, life is good around Grand Forks. It still revolves around UND. This week, we know the Hawks football team is moving on to postseason play. The basketball teams are showing promise. Mm. There's a doubleheader game at the Betty.
Wow.
And hockey's off to a winning start.
Wow.
Some say children are born wearing ice skates. I don't think that's true.
I think that would be very painful for the mothers.
Well, if they were, you know, it would make the episiotomy right there from the inside.
Well, I mean, but usually they're supposed to come out head first, so
not in Grand Forks. Skates first. Episiotomy. Skates first. Oh, man. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. It won't be long until Santa's workshop opens on the Lincoln Golf Course Clubhouse. Excuse me. I can hardly wait to see what special events coordinator Lynn Roche comes up with this year. It's always fantastic. Excuse me. It's always fantastic.
You're going to die. All right.
You know, this happened to me. This happened to me, and Kareem had to finish Small Town News one day.
Oh, no. Well,
It's all right.
I, you want me to, I can read.
If we had the monitor, I would. We'll skip ahead. It was a bunch of blah, 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 blah. Well, in spite of the troubles, the message seems to be keep the faith. And I send best wishes from the banks of the frozen Red River to the sun and blue skies of Arizona. Your friend, Marilyn.
Marilyn, I mean, if you...
That's printed in the paper, by the way.
If you don't remember her address, like, maybe check her out on Facebook or... You don't. You can DM her, I guess. You can slip into her DMs, and I'll probably be fine.
I think I've figured this out. I think what they're doing is they go to her and they say, Marilyn, write letters to your friends. We'll put them in the paper, and then we'll send them a note saying that they have to subscribe to the paper, and we'll send it to them in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. I can just
or imagine, Florida.
I can imagine Earl just being like, God damn it! I'm tired of this shit! She keeps writing your letters! I just finished my subscription! No! I'm not paying $20 for a paper from Grand Forks.
Let's see what... That's not what people... They want to know what's going on. They got to know.
I'm done with that town. I don't care.
Earl had it.
Tell her to send a letter like every normal person in the world.
But I don't want to walk out to the mailbox. I might fall down and break my hip.
We live in Florida now.
There's gravity in Florida. And there's gravity here at the WTH podcast. Hey, everybody, thanks for checking it out. Thanks for downloading and listening and subscribing. Thanks for watching on Facebook Live along with us. And if you're one of the, I think it's three people who watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Each one of you.
Each one of you is important.
Individual. All three of you. Very important.
Yeah. If you want to share the video.
Yeah, absolutely. Please share the video. Tell a friend about the podcast. Yeah. That helps out too. All right, everybody, have a great one. We will see you next time. A new show drops on the next show after this one drops on Friday. If you're on Facebook, hang out. We'll be back in like 5 or 10 minutes with another new episode.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.